Okay, Dick Simpson and Betty. Was there anyone in between them?
No.
Mitch, good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Doing okay, although I am stuck at home with barfing children and intermittent internet access, so this is going to be interesting this morning.
Ooh, sounds like fun.
Slightly better than intermittent children and barfing internet access.
Probably true.
Not...
Good morning, Carol.
Good morning.
I don't believe we have any imaging representation yet. Is that correct? Imaging. We don't have PPI. We don't have NAIF. I'll give him another minute. Good morning, Raphael.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Did you get my voicemail this morning, Raphael?
Yes, I did.
Great, okay.
I'll send that to you in a few minutes.
Appreciate it, thank you. Okay, let me go through and see if I've got everybody. Raphael, Mitch, Lyle, Carol, Ann, Dick, Susie, and Betty. Anyone I missed? All righty then. Let's go ahead and dive in. I've got a couple of announcements first. I just want to let everybody know. As I was saying, the standards database is now fully recovered from the loss we had earlier, the end of last year. So that should now be up to date. And then the second thing was Ron sent out an email, I believe, this morning about a PDF glossary that he's trying to get online. If you folks could just make sure you take a look at that email and glance through the glossary is currently posted on our internal server.
I didn't get anything from Ron this morning.
Oh, let me check that out. I thought he had sent it out to everybody, but I may be mistaken.
Yeah, I don't have it either.
Very interesting.
I don't have it.
You know, maybe I spoke too soon. Maybe this was an internal thing. Hang on real quick. Let me see if I can find it. Joiner. Where is it? Glossary, please review.
Looks like it was
internal.
I'm
very sorry. It was just internal at this stage. I think he intended to send it out later, but not yet. Okay, my apologies. Scratch that notice. This was just an EN notice at this point.
That's going to be tricky because different documents define terms different ways.
Yeah, and he's got the ability to handle that. That's not an issue. Okay, so anyway, I apologize again for that. Okay, getting into the agenda. The first thing we had on the list was the standards reference, V3.8. I don't know how many of you have had a chance to glance through that, and as I said in my email, I wasn't hoping for an exhaustive editorial review, but just a, does this thing work, is it holding together, and is it loadable? We had some problems with the release of the last document with incompatibilities between Mac and PC machines, but I believe, and one of the other EN folks has confirmed, that those appear to have been corrected on the more recent software versions. So I just wanted to check. Has anybody had any problems with it that they've noticed?
It worked for me.
Okay.
I had no trouble.
Unfortunately, this is Mitch. I've tried just now downloading it, and what I got I couldn't open, but that may have just been problems with the download, so I'm going to try again.
Okay. Appreciate that. I did have one substantive question. I went ahead and made a change in this document that I'm still not certain if I did the right thing on it. In Chapter 19, where we had the descriptions of the volumes and their overall organizational structure, we had several diagrams in there that used to be in landscape mode in the printed edition way back when. For the last several editions, those were changed to portrait mode, so they were shrunk significantly, and I tried to put them back in landscape mode in this edition. Now, obviously, this raises a problem, given that we've got both digital and print uses of this document. For print purposes, you want to have the page still positioned vertically, but the image horizontal on that page, whereas in the digital version, you want to have it horizontal on your screen so that you can actually see the thing without having to turn your computer 90 degrees. I managed to do that. I think right now it's geared for a digital document, which I figured would be our most common usage. However, I'm wondering if it creates more problems than it solves, because it thereafter messes up the spacing of the page, at least in my Acrobat reader. So I wanted to find out if other people are having that problem.
Not at all. It looks fine in mine.
It does. And once you've gone there and then you go to another page, your spacing is restored on the vertical pages?
Yes.
I had no problem with it either.
That's good to know. Okay, then it may be worth keeping as is. So you guys are fine with it the way it looks?
It looks fine, Elizabeth.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd hate to have to print it, but it looks fine.
As obviously the one issue is going to be that if the document is printed out, the page numbers are not going to be in the right position. But there's no way to solve that for both the print and digital. There's just no way I could figure out how to do that properly. So if everyone's okay with that, we'll leave it as is. Okay, and then other than that, the only mistake that I noticed that I think is worth fixing is in Chapter 1, it refers to the document itself as being that it describes PDS Standards version 3.4, and I want to change that to 3.8. But other than that, has anyone caught any egregious errors that need to be fixed? Okay, then my intent is to get this out and published for next week. I had originally said Monday, but that's a holiday here, so I'll be aiming for Tuesday instead to try and get this out onto the main website and released to the public, and we'll send out a notification through the notification system. And if before then anyone else does discover a major problem, just let me know. Okay. Oh, now my machine's messing up on me. Okay. First SCR.
Elizabeth?
Yes.
We have one other announcement here. I don't know if everybody knows.
Yes. I was going to mention that when we got to one of his SCRs, but go ahead, Betty.
Well, just that Richard Chan's wife had a baby. I don't know if it was Sunday night or...
I don't know the exact details, but yeah. He is now a first-time dad.
Oh, congratulations.
Congratulations, Richard. Boy or girl?
He's not here. As far as we know, it's a boy.
You let him have the time off?
He is off, yes.
You do realize you're at JPL, right?
I haven't heard any of the statistics or anything. They were expecting a boy. I have not heard any indication that they got a surprise on that front. So hopefully everything... sounds like it went well. I apologize for the pause here, but my computer's frozen up on me. I believe the first item on the agenda was 11:27, which we had a delay in for a while. Todd is not here. I think we're going to need to assign somebody else this SCR because we need to get moving on it. The last task that I had was to find out whether or not version 4, which had been circulated among the working group, was ready for a vote. I have gone through and glanced at that, and as far as I can tell, it looks like it is ready. I think what I would like to do at this stage is to put it out there for a couple of weeks' review and see what kind of discussion we get on the website, on the blog. And if at the end of a couple of weeks there hasn't been a lot of controversy, then I would go ahead and suggest an e-vote on this. Does anybody who's on the working group have any comments on that? Lyle, I think you're the only one present on the working group.
We're just talking about 11:27, so?
That's correct.
No, I have nothing to say.
Okay. Oh, boy, I'm really hosed here. This is going to be fun running a telecon this way. Oh, for crying out loud. Okay, I'm going to need to just reboot here. I'm really having problems.
Okay, well, what information do you need in the meantime?
What's the next one on the agenda, 1141?
1141, increased data quality ID to 16 characters.
Okay.
Richard's name next to it.
Yes, we had, is this the one we ended up voting on, or was that 1149? No, I think this one, Dick, you had some problems with 1141.
Well,
You had requested more information, I believe, in the filling out the data values for the mission that Richard was working on. I solicited more information from him, and he has gotten scraped some more stuff out of their SIS. I can forward that to you, what I could probably do is try and put together a beefed up description under the note field or whatever, wherever we had that information, the standard value field, and send that to you and see if that looks adequate. Do you remember the other issues you had with it?
I think I found another place in the standards of the data dictionary that needed to be changed that wasn't listed in the SCR.
Okay, do you remember what that was?
Not offhand.
It's used in the standard reference as an example of how a mission can change
right.
the existing usage by adopting a keyword into its local data dictionary.
Yes, yes, yes.
PDSR 3.7, page 519.
Yeah, good point. What do we want to do? Do we want to change the example to another keyword entirely? Or what would you folks recommend on that one?
Seems as though this is an issue for the working group.
Okay. So I could definitely send it back to the working group and try and come up with a new...
Yeah, it's not up to us to write SCRs.
Okay.
The working group should be doing that.
Sounds good. All right. Oh, this is one of those days. Okay. Let's get to the
next interview. Up is 11:45.
Okay. What's...
Well, it says SCR 3-1144 PSDD cleanup.
PSDD cleanup.
Confusing.
That's from the file name
link. That was where we had a couple of extra things that were left over from a previous SCR, right?
Yeah, we need to modify the data dictionary.
Okay.
Susie's in charge. She's been doing research.
Okay, so that one is still an in progress.
No. Don't you all hear me? I guess my voice is not breaking in.
Yeah. Go ahead.
We got stuck before, and I think we can get unstuck because everybody who needs to agree is here on the phone. For some reason, currently file name is defined with a maximum length of 120 in the data dictionary, and so we were all flustered and didn't know why that was. Apparently nobody knows exactly why, but Sean Hardman confirmed that vTool will happily validate to whatever the data dictionary says. There's no special hardwiring for file names. So I think the way the SCR is written now, it says we should determine why it's 120, and then it suggests changes to the data dictionary to do the required cleanup. So I think we can go ahead with the SCR the way it's written if all the members agree. I haven't heard from Elizabeth and Mitch. Ron agreed. Dick said he agreed, but he wanted vTool also to check the actual length of file names. And I kind of don't think that's a vTool job, but... we may get kind of stuck on that. But I really think just to finish the cleanup part, we could go ahead with this SCR the way it is, if you all agree.
Okay. I cannot say that I have taken a peek at the last version of this, which is the, standards changes, SCRs 3-11, 4, which one are we on, 4-5? 4-5.
Mm-hmm.
Is this version 1? Which version have you got, Susie, that you're talking about?
Let me find the web page. Wait a minute. Yes, I have version 1.
Okay, so the proposal then was to determine the reason for the 120 character file limit. Okay, so but were you going to rewrite that section of it then, or?
I think there's nothing to rewrite other than what's already listed there. I mean, we should change the 120 to be 40. Yes. I think the question came up because we were worried that we'd break something, that it was set to 120 for some particular reason.
Right. Okay, so you were only suggesting that we would change these two keywords as opposed to all file name keywords. That was the issue, I think.
Yes, I am. Actually, Dick wrote this, and I got assigned to it, but yes.
Oh, that's correct.
Okay. I think, my concern had been with some of the other keywords that... we're not necessarily included on PDS volume, so I think we should be okay. All right. I don't think I have any objections glancing at it quickly. Okay, so would an e-vote be appropriate for this, or do you want to actually go ahead and try and do a vote now?
Well, do we want to address the question of actual file names?
In terms of whether or not...
Now, if you like.
Yeah, go ahead, Dick.
The question is whether vTool should check actual file names, see whether they meet the 40-character limit.
Preliminary question. Does vTool check that file name and directory path name doesn't exceed ISO limits, or are the ISO limits now removed from the equation?
I think it only checks labels. It doesn't check. Those kind of things, I think, would be part of a volume validation tool.
Okay.
Well, I think that's where we disagree. I think this easily fits within the validation of a data product.
Well, the problem is that if our only limitation is the ISO standards, then the actual limit on the file name is hard to determine because the limit is actually on the entire path. There is a limit on the file name. It's like 255 or something like that, but that assumes that it's in the root directory. And so ultimately, the path to your file from the root directory of the ISO volume can't be longer than, I forget if it's 255 or 511 or something like that. But in any event, it's not trivial to figure out whether or not your file name is too long. And you can't do it in isolation.
I think Dick's just talking about making sure it's 40 characters or less, just the file, not the path.
There's a 40-character limit on file name?
Yes.
Yeah, that came up in an earlier SCR that went through.
Okay,
and
I believe you. It just seems like an odd number.
It was carefully chosen so that if you had the maximum length for each directory and the maximum number of directories, you still wouldn't exceed 255.
Yeah, so that was going back
right.
to that idea.
So it's to match product ID.
Product ID, yeah.
Yeah.
I think whatever the limit is, Dick is saying that if vTool sees maximum length of something in the data dictionary for file name, that it should evaluate both the length of the keyword in the label and the actual file name length itself. And I think that's kind of a special case for vTool. I mean, we could always ask them to do that if we think it's that important.
I tend to agree with Dick that this is a data product, not a volume issue. So I don't know that it means anything more than it gets put in the vTool queue. I'm not sure this group gets to tell Sean what things to do to vTool without having it come out of Management Council. But doesn't vTool verify that the file exists, and doesn't that mean that it's implicitly checking the file name in the label in the file? I mean, if they don't match, it's not going to find the file.
I don't think it verifies that the file exists.
Well, wait, you're talking about the data file in a detached thing? Because obviously it's got to be reading the file itself.
You know, if it's a detached label, I'm not sure it verifies that the file exists.
I think it does. If there's pointer, it should be verifying that.
Okay.
If it's something else,
right.
Like, yeah.
You're right, it does, because that's a switch you can turn on and off. That's right.
I think the issue is that vTool's been designed to work on labels and work largely with the data dictionary, and what I'm asking is something that's outside that envelope, which I don't think is unreasonable, but
it
clashes with the way the designers have set the utility up.
Well, one thing we can certainly do is bounce this off of them and see if they've got a suggestion for where that validation should occur, if not in vTool.
My worry is that people will put in 41-character file names and won't find out that they've got a mistake until they've built the whole volume. And that seems a little late to be telling them that they've got to rename all their files, assuming they even build a volume.
Okay, let me go ahead and, like I say, bounce this off of one of the vTool guys.
We had a tool called ISO Checker, but it the last time I think it was updated, it only handled 8.3. So the code is out there probably. But.
Well, do we want to bring another piece of software in? It seems as though vTool is what we're directing users to.
Yeah, I think it would be okay to ask the developers to add that check, but I would like to do that. I wouldn't like to hold up this SCR waiting for that to happen. This is just supposed to be a cleanup of the dictionary text. Can't we go proceed with it the way it is? And what did you say, Elizabeth, do an e-vote?
Well, I would argue it's a cleanup of 1144, which covers a little bit more than what you just said.
Are you saying we have to file SCRs to change SCRs? Because I may scream.
44 already passed is the problem.
Yeah.
We didn't catch the problem until after it was approved. Susie, can I recommend instead that I talk to Sean, ask whether or not he objects to this being a change that occurs in VTool, and if he does, that we propose instead, you know, basically find out from him what he recommends as the solution. I mean, I think what this group is saying is we want to make sure this validation occurs, and then maybe what we should do is get feedback from them as to where that validation should occur.
Well, I have no problem with that, but what if he says, no, that doesn't belong in VTool? What will happen to this SDR?
Can we, well, like I say, why don't we take his recommendation and put it in this SDR as a requested change to whatever software tool he recommends?
That just seems to be muddying the waters because we're requesting a change to a standard, not to software. I mean, I think it's fine to ask them if they can do this, but I just want to keep it separate from the SDR.
Well, historically, we have done that plenty of times. I mean, we've had a whole pile of SDRs in the queue that have impact on software. That, in fact, it's one of the standard entries under impact assessment. I've got SDRs that are currently sitting not implemented yet because we're, you know, I'm working with the software folks on getting the implementation completed there. So I don't think that's outside of the ordinary.
I'd like to make a suggestion.
Go ahead.
Under PDS tools, we currently have no impact. Instead, change that to say, this SDR is highlighted that at the moment there is no tool that checks the actual name of file names, file, the whatever.
Yeah.
There is no tool that does that. And the tech group believes that one of the tools should do that and make that a lien. That's something that has to be fixed, but it's, we can't say that you have to, you know, VTool was already doing this, then it would be an impact on VTool to do it differently. It's not doing it. So all we need to do in here is say this validation is missing, and it needs to be put in someplace, and it goes to the to Sean to get it into a queue. You know, I think we're talking in circles here, and I agree with Susie that this thing should go through. While that tool is a separate issue. If it was going to break VTool, then it's an impact on a tool. We've just highlighted that there's a requirement that's not being met.
Well, it's not being checked.
Yeah. That's, yes, there's,
and there and that's actually a lien against 1144.
I would argue that if we don't have an SCR equivalent to put new things into the tools, but this isn't change a tool that's doing something wrong. This
right, but the comment should have been applied to 1144, which
yeah.
was when we moved from 27.3 to 36.3. And one of the arguments for going forward was that VTool doesn't report any errors, so this will be easy. In fact, VTool wasn't checking. I don't care where it's done. I just think we ought to be checking.
Okay.
Yeah, I just don't think that the SCR needs to do any more than say that.
Okay.
We don't hold this SCR until the tool has to get fixed.
Well, except it's cleaning up 1144.
Hang on, what do you mean by hold the SDR? We can go ahead and approve the SDR, and then that would be an implementation issue. We don't have to get a change to a tool in order to approve an SDR first.
Yeah.
And I'm arguing that this isn't even affecting that tool. This is affecting the development queue.
Okay. Susie, would you mind going ahead and updating the impact section where it says PDS tools? Along the lines of Mitch's suggestion, and then why don't you send that back to me as version 2. I will send this out for an e-vote.
Comment.
For comment. Okay, so we'll do comment for 2 weeks, and then we'll do an e-vote, followed by an e-vote.
Okay, Mitch, would you say again what you recommended the wording to be?
Yeah, let me get back off of mute. All I said was that this SCR, or SCR 44, highlighted a need to verify the actual length of file names. That's currently not being done by anything, and it needs to be a lien against the validation tool to-do list, however we say that.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah.
That check needs to be added to some tool somewhere sometime.
So do you want me to use the word lean, Elizabeth? Does that have some official weight? I mean, I don't know how this normally happens.
I know. My interpretation of this is the SCR is not considered fully implemented, and basically I don't assign it the implemented status until all of those issues are resolved. I mean, if it's, you know, whether it's a lien or not, I don't think I would consider it implemented until that's done.
Well, I would incline then not to use that word.
Yeah, I'm okay with not using that word. What
right.
is the method for me sitting out here, Joe Bag of Donuts at my node, and I realize there's something that I need to have validation tools
okay.
check.
Okay, I actually don't understand why everybody's upset with this process. I mean, this is normal. Like I say, we have got plenty of SCRs where the changes have all been made to the standards reference, the changes have been made to the data dictionary, and we're simply waiting on a software change. It's in a queue. It's being pursued. What is the
no.
problem with that?
No, we don't have a problem with that. I don't. My question is different, Elizabeth.
Okay.
I suddenly am going through doing something, and I realize there is a validation that we don't currently do
okay.
that I think we should do. What's the process by which I get that added to the queue for changes to vTool? I don't have to write an SCR
yeah,
for that.
No, you're correct. You're correct. That would be an issue probably to send to Sean, and I would guess that he would put that into his queue, which is called JIRA or something like that.
Yeah, and then the next question is, who assesses priority for that queue?
That
I
can't answer. That would be Sean's team. Working
Sean,
with Dan.
Sean gets to cherry pick, or is it the
no,
one
no.
The
I would assume
council?
I would assume what it is, and again, I'm out of the loop on this, so I don't know. But my guess would be, given the way things work, is that Sean would be talking with Dan, and Dan would be iterating with the nodes. You know, basically, you know, if a particular node has brought up an issue, then I'm guessing at your interface meetings or whatever that you have, that there would be some discussion of that issue and its priority, et cetera. If it's something that's going to have a major impact, then it's something that gets brought up to the MC level. If it's a minor tweak, then as far as I know, it gets put into this JIRA database, and Sean assigns that to one of his team members to get to at some point. A lot of these minor changes, I don't think, take them very long.
Okay, so then what we really want to see under this impact is that we've identified that there is a validation that's not currently being done that needs to be done, and Elizabeth will pass that information to Sean.
Okay, sounds good. Sounds good.
And that ties it off in the sense that we're not following up on it, but we wouldn't normally do that anyway. But we could ask Sean to report back and let us know where that will be done and when. That would be nice to know so we can sleep better at night.
Okay.
Despite barfing babies.
Yes. Okay, sounds good. All right, so Susie, do you want to take a crack at the wording on that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sounds good. And then, like I say, call that version 2, and we'll get that distributed for a 2-week period and then voted on. Okay. All right, 1146, update reference format to handle DOIs. Final term sheet. Okay, so we got the working group, and I have done nothing on this. And that was in my. Yeah, I should have done that one. Okay, so no update, basically. Okay, and Anne, thank you. I did get that JGR reference, so I appreciate that.
Oh, good. Okay.
Okay, 1147, source product start stop time. Okay, version 1 of the SCR was distributed for review. Okay, what did we have here? Okay, we had some questions. Now, who was the lead on this? Susie?
Oh, that was me, and
yeah.
I haven't done anything on it. Sorry.
Okay, that's fine. Did I send you an update? So you've got all the information on what questions needed answering?
Yes, you did.
Okay, great. Good. No update. Sounds good. And that brings us to 1148. Phoenix keywords. Ugh, that's me. No update. Okay, 1149 is going to be the messy one here.
Wait, Elizabeth.
Yes, go ahead.
Could we go expand on no update a little bit? Because there is a Phoenix meeting today at 2, and I'm going to be asked, you know, if anything is happening.
And I've got an MSL meeting at the same time. Basically, with my apologies, no. No, there hasn't been. I've been focusing trying to get this standards reference out the door, and it's taken longer than I expected. So, basically dealing with keywords is the absolute next issue in my queue. But unfortunately, I have not gotten anything done.
Well, let me put it this way. The release that we're working on now comes out February 20th.
That's release 2, right?
Right. So,
yep.
And then release 3 is March 29th.
March
so
29th, okay.
Should I say probably not at all by release 2?
That would be my guess.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's going to have to be a release 3 issue.
Okay. That's what I'll say. That's fine.
Okay. 11:49. Now, if I am not mistaken, basically, first of all, I need to apologize. I put this thing out for a vote before everybody felt like we had finished discussing it. So we are now in a little bit of a fix in that the SDR has been approved, but Dick has got some major problems with it and has suggested some fixes.
Has it been approved? I see 6 votes, but I'm not sure you've got the right science.
You don't need that at the tech level. At the tech level,
okay.
It's a simple majority. Yeah. Now, if we don't have the sufficient votes, if those votes don't map into a likely Management Council approval, then either way, I think we need to address your issues potentially as liens. And what I was going to suggest is that we go through your list of comments and see whether or not people would approve that as a lien against an approved SDR. And then we could deal with it that way.
Which one are we talking about?
11:49. Now, we unfortunately had a bit of a problem in that the blog entry disappeared.
Oh, I was just about to tell you that, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I am going to email out to everybody right now. I found a Google cache of the page from February 7th, and until I get this information back into the blog database, this is going to have to do. So let me get my mail browser back up here, mail reader. Okay. PDF tech, oops. Okay, PDF tech. Oh, hang on, I need to log in as JPLD. Technical difficulties today. And I've got no internet again, for crying out loud. Okay, I need to summarize, I guess, here. Let me see. Dick's last entry. Okay, Dick, you had several problems in that. Which SDR, number one? Okay, we're talking about here standard value type for instrument mode ID. We wanted to change this to suggested because there's been so many different modes over time. Betty, is that right?
In a nutshell.
That it just didn't make sense anymore, given the huge variety of instrument types and the way that they operate, it didn't make sense to retain a list that required basically standards group approval for any changes. We felt that this would make more sense to be a basically approved by the nodes, so suggested would be the standard value type.
Well, except that suggested doesn't seem to require that the node approve it.
I think it does. I mean, it doesn't give the mission just ad hoc permission to add whatever they want.
Well, it's not clear from the definition.
Could somebody pull up the data dictionary and actually check on the standard value type keyword itself? Let me actually have a print copy of it.
Standard value type.
Now,
here we go.
Unfortunately, there's probably 2 references to suggested, one in the definition and one under the standard value description.
Well, this is the description text, which is the only one that gives you anything other than the name.
Okay.
Suggested, values for the data element must exist in a set of defined standard values or may be added to the set of standard values with no requirement for peer review. This is from the PDSDD.full file.
Yeah. Okay, hang on.
In the online dictionary, standard values are proposed by a data supplier but do not have to be approved.
Yeah, all right, okay. So your basic objection is you don't feel that simply letting the data providers have their say is adequate in this case. You want to see more overview than that.
Well, not necessarily, but if we go this route, I think we have to expect that data suppliers will tell us what their instrument mode IDs are, and we can't do anything about it.
Well,
and I'm not sure that's what the SCR really wanted to do. We don't really have a value that gives the node veto authority.
Now I remember what I wrote on the blog. I don't see what we gain by approving or disapproving of these instrument modes, because it is the data suppliers who know what they are. They have meaning to them, and I just don't see why we should try to make them fit into a list.
I kind of agree with Susie. I do think it is part of the peer review process to make sure that kind of information is sufficiently described, that it will be useful to somebody using the data down the road. But I don't know that.
I think what we're trying to get at here is enforcing a common set of modes across instruments, and that just doesn't make sense. Even if two different instruments choose the same mode name, that doesn't even guarantee you that they're actually doing the same thing.
I agree.
I think suggested is appropriate.
I've got to agree with Susie on this one. Like I say, Dick, I understand that there definitely does need to be sufficient explanation of what these modes are, but I think that needs to occur in the archive documentation and basically falls under the purview of the peer review process.
Right, but then we get into this broader question of what keywords are identifiers and which ones aren't, and whether even the examples listed in the definition for instrument mode ID are acceptable. And we seem to have come to a different conclusion on that.
Yes, you and I are having a long-running discussion on that one.
I had suggested in the SCR that we eliminate the list for this keyword.
I disagree with that. I think it's useful to have at least a subset of the values, if not all of them.
Well, some of them are totally nonsensical because you can use XXX as a value. So if you were going to cull the list, I would certainly get rid of some of those.
Well, unfortunately, it's an all-or-nothing thing when it comes to the standard value set. Either they're all listed or they're none are listed. It doesn't logically make sense to list some of them.
Unfortunately, the reality is that it actually does happen. Sometimes the suggested ones, I don't know, actually, Betty, that's a good question for you. Does the ingestion software slurp in all values for suggested keywords when a new data set gets ingested?
For suggested keywords?
Yes.
Let me think there. I don't think so, because you don't have to list the standard value, for that type.
See, I think that's where we may be running into a problem, because, Anne, didn't you say that the keywords are expected to be in a list?
The description that contains the definition that I read out to you says that they're in a list. I don't think that it's true that any element in the PSDD that has a standard value type of suggested actually has a standard value list explicitly included in the dictionary.
Yes, some of them do. I know they do. But whether or not those lists are exhaustive, I can't answer. And I suspect the answer is, in fact, no.
Well, you know what? As soon as logic goes out the door, I have to throw my hands up.
Well, unfortunately, we've got a larger issue here than simply changing this particular keyword. And I'm trying to figure out how we can keep this SDR focused on this particular keyword. At least in the sense of, I don't know what to call them, sort of universal keywords that we expect to be able to use across mission for searching purposes, instrument mode ID does not strike me as that type of a keyword. My experience, and I believe this is borne out by what Susie's saying, is that this particular keyword varies enough from one mission to another that it doesn't really make sense to try and maintain some kind of uniformity on it. So I would argue that in the fuzzy sense of what suggested seems to be that the purpose of the suggested value type, I think this keyword fits in that category better than it does in the dynamic. I'm open to hear argument on that. But
Yeah, I was going to ask, Dick, you expressed some concerns, but did you really want to keep this one as a dynamic keyword?
No, but there are 200 other keywords that are also dynamic that might also be questioned.
Yeah, and some of them surely will be.
So my broader question was, everybody wants to focus on this keyword, but if we pass this one, what do we do with the other 199?
Do we need to worry about that right now?
Maybe not, but do you want 199 more SCRs?
I think what will happen is as somebody encounters another one that seems obvious, we'll get another simple SCR like this. I wouldn't want to do another blanket run through the standard data dictionary at this point, but I would expect that to be something that the transition to 2010 would fix.
I agree. I think exactly, Mitch, what you just said. You know, if there are particular keywords that become issues for people, they will bring them up, but I expect that to be a trickle before we deal with the issue on a more global basis in the move to 2010.
And do we want to deal with the question of whether this is an identifier? And whether there are restrictions on how values can be constructed?
Well,
because that was my other problem.
Yeah,
you bring up something you want to change, and you notice there seem to be other mistakes. Do you want to fix those mistakes at the same time?
Okay, Dick, as you know, everybody else might not. I disagree with you that is a mistake. So we've got that fundamental argument we haven't even settled.
What is the mistake? That it requires a data type of identifier, but the first three values in the standard value list don't meet the identifier
Dick
criteria?
Dick takes the position that all ID class words require the data product type of, or what the heck is it? I'm sorry, I can't look at the web right now. What is the attribute?
General data type.
General data type, thank you.
Identifier.
Yeah, and I disagree that is the case. So,
but this one does take general data type equals identifier.
Yeah, that's what its data type is, identifier. But the first three values in its standard value list violate that.
I thought the SCR changed that, didn't it?
No, it just changes standard value type.
Oh.
The easy thing at this point is just to give the mission a waiver.
I hate waivers.
So do I.
I'm not muted yet. Instead of calling it instrument mode ID, we should just call it instrument mode, not make it be an ID.
That's not what the mission wants to do. They've already got this embedded in their labels. They've been using it for two deliveries already.
Okay.
I'm just not happy endorsing previous mistakes without at least coming to some rationalization for doing so.
Okay. Betty, how many values are we actually talking about here?
Dozens.
And are any of them, do any of them violate the requirements for an identifier?
Well, not knowing off the top of my head what that is.
Famous for an ODL identifier. Must begin with a capital letter, may only contain capital letters, digits, and the underscore.
No, I don't think any of them do they?
I think they're okay, Betty, but
going
back to look, I'm not sure. There are things like SS11, SD21,
okay.
Stuff like that.
Why don't you rewrite the SCR to throw in the list and get it approved under the dynamic status, and then all these other issues will go away for now.
That
may actually be the shorter way of dealing with this.
Say that again.
Rewrite the SCR, propose the new set of standard values to be accepted for instrument mode ID, leave the standard value type as dynamic, and I think the SCR will pass more easily, except it already has passed. I'm crying out loud.
I don't know what, that doesn't make sense to me, but...
No, what she's saying is that instead of worrying about fixing the dictionary, we'll just live with the old way the dictionary went, which would mean that the mission would have to submit their proposed values to the tech group to get them approved because it's a dynamic keyword.
And then she said to go ahead with the SCR.
With that, submit an SCR that says these are
the keywords
we want to add.
Yeah, I got that. But I thought she said also then to continue trying to push through the change from this SCR.
If we were going to make this change now, this SCR would change to remove
I know.
Deprecate instrument mode ID and just make it instrument mode.
No. I never said that.
No, but that's what I'd do.
Hang on.
I'd put in an SCR that said, okay, we're not going to call instrument mode ID anymore. We're not going to use that keyword in the future.
Deprecate it.
And change the name to instrument mode. Then you can change the general data type so it's no longer an identifier.
No. I will not support that at all.
Okay,
I think the instrument mode ID is a fine keyword. I've got no problem with it. I do not think it needs to be an identifier. However, I don't want to get into that argument at the moment. All I'm saying is let's leave the keyword as is and try and get the new standard values approved under the existing classification. I think that will end up being easier and cause fewer arguments in the near term than trying to fix this keyword.
Leave the keyword as is and get the new values put into the valid list.
Yes.
I'll agree with that as long as the new values are compliant.
I just think, frankly, at this stage it's going to be shorter. Now, again, I can't. Can somebody get to the web page and tell me who has already approved this SCR so I can get a feedback from them on how they feel about resolving it that way?
I'm not sure what web page that would be.
Okay, if you actually in the email where I sent out the email for the Standards Telecon, if you could click on the link for the SCR, go down to the bottom of the page.
Elizabeth?
Yep.
Lyle, you, Susie, Boris, Todd, and Mitch.
Okay, Mitch, let's start with you.
I'll roll.
Okay, so we'll go
I'll
ahead and
them.
Change the SDR and have another vote on it. You're okay with that?
Yes.
Can I just ask one question before we go on?
Yes.
Since this has already passed,
Yeah. Why
is it we're still talking about it?
Because it might go to Management Council.
But it's all those six people voted not to send it to Management Council. Why are we not done with this?
Okay, keep in mind, Susie, that anybody on Management Council has the right to raise an issue to MC level.
Sure.
It sounds like Dick will promptly do that. So this SCR will be voted upon by the MC, at which point all of these issues...
Why can't we just go ahead with that procedure the way we've agreed to? Why do we have to...
Susie, we can. I'm just warning you that what is likely to happen is a controversy at the MC level where they've got even less information than we do about what the issues are. I think what's likely to happen as a result of that is that you're going to get some controversy, them looking for explanations of things, them potentially blowing this up to a bigger issue, and very likely getting a no vote on this. We can go that route. I am willing to go that route because you're correct. That is the procedure. I think the fastest way for you to get the result you want is for us to turn over this vote, if you will. Maybe the formal way to do that is to have some of us that voted yes change our votes to no, have you guys resubmit the SDR the way I described, and then go from there. It's up to you how we proceed, but my guess is that will get you to your result faster.
This is not my SDR. This is Betty doing this.
Betty, I'm sorry. Okay.
For me, yeah, she did. This is a geo data set that brought this about.
Right. I'm sorry. Betty.
So I'll let Betty decide, but I really think we ought to just follow the procedure, and I just don't like the idea that a vote is not a permanent done deal. That just bugs me. Dick, this should bug you, too. How can you have a vote and then say, oh, well, we don't like this, we're going to change our mind?
I think Dick's biggest legitimate argument would be that I did not provide sufficient time for discussion, and that would be fair. Whether or not that means we overturn the voter is another issue. I thought this was going to be a simple no-brainer, so I just threw it out there. It was my fault.
Well, I thought it would be, too. And I kind of think we could persuade Management Council. They're reasonable people. I don't think this is so hard, but what do I know? Every time I think that something is easy, I get kicked. Every time I try to take the shortcut method, I get kicked. So I'm just going to keep my
Okay,
method.
Betty and Susie, it's your decision.
You decide, Betty.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I thought it was pretty simple, too.
All right. Excuse me, my mouth is full because I'm eating lunch. I beg your pardon, but... Either way, the result is going to be the same for my data providers, because either there will be a dynamic keyword with their values in the list, or there will be a suggested keyword when the list doesn't matter. So the result, from my point of view, is the same.
Unless neither one gets through Management Council, in which case they keep getting error messages, and like me, they ignore them.
That's another possibility.
But if you think that what will happen is that the teens will change their ways and correct their instrument mode IDs, that is definitely not going to happen. So I don't really care which way we go, Betty.
No. I never thought of it.
If we just leave it the way it is, and it goes to management council, and it gets flagged that the management council needs to consider it, what will the issues be that they'll have to address?
That's what I'm very concerned about, because I think they're going to get into a discussion of this ID versus identifier thing, and I don't think they have all the information, or they would have to go through a significant learning curve to properly deal with the issues there.
No, they won't care. They'll just want their tech people to advise them.
That's what I think. But
that's what I would think, too.
Okay.
And they will wonder why this wasn't solved here.
Certain node managers don't necessarily talk to their tech people, but...
Ah, good chance for communication.
Yeah, in spite of the fact that we didn't have the discussion, I'm wondering whether we wouldn't have reached the same conclusion we did anyway, Dick, with your objections not changing it, because the alternative would be what? Leave the keyword the same, change it to whatever, I've forgotten what we're calling this thing now, not dynamic, but suggested. And have to change the general data type to what, character instead of ID?
I think that gets you close, yeah.
Yeah, and that's solving two problems.
Yeah.
And one of the problems is easy. We have to go through a hassle every time somebody wants to submit a new keyword, and the second one is that the keyword is actually defined incorrectly. And I don't know that we have to solve the two at the same time.
Look, this whole thing is what is normally supposed to happen with new data sets. Normally, there will be new things like instrument mode ID values. Normally, we'll make a list of them. I send them to Betty. She says, oh, you have all these new ones. What do we do? I said, well, don't you think this really ought to be suggested? This is all normal stuff. If we can't handle this normal occurrence,
I agree.
Well, God help us.
I agree very strongly.
I think the vote should stand as it is.
I think the vote should stand as it is, too.
Okay.
Betty?
I don't get to vote.
You made the decision.
You're the lead on the SDR.
Well, I would let it stand, but I really didn't think I had a vote in this group.
I understand you don't have a formal vote, but you are the lead on this SDR, so I am definitely interested in hearing your opinion.
Yeah, you get to have an opinion even if it's not a vote.
Yeah, I voted for the engineering node when I cast my ballot,
mm-hmm.
or my vote earlier. But, yeah, you definitely have an opinion.
Well, I think it should stand. I just think it falls in the category of a catalog cleanup issue. It's a keyword that should not have been dynamic to begin with, probably. If you look at the definition of it, it allows for such keywords that are just I'll have to look at it again here, but... It can be a simple a number or a letter. Well, in that case, it's not worth listing a bunch of numbers and letters as a suggested values. Not using the word suggested as we're using it in a definition here. I might falter on this issue of an identifier. That's the only thing I could see that.
This is something that the instrument team is going to do on their own. It's an instrument mode ID. They're going to have their own ideas for what their instrument mode is. I don't see why this ever should have been anything other than suggested. I don't understand what the holdup is here either. We've got 6 yes votes and no votes on the page that I see. Did anybody vote no?
I was still discussing when the vote was closed.
I think Dick's a formal vote would be protest against there being a vote.
Well, Dick, this happens in legislative bodies all the time, that votes come up before people think that they ought to occur.
Right.
Well, this happened.
Right.
Again, I will definitely...
Didn't register a vote, and we have 6 yes votes.
Well, even if I voted, I'm past the deadline, so it doesn't matter.
If you want to register a vote, I will be happy to submit it.
Then you have to allow other people to withdraw their votes.
Oh, boy. All right, forget it. Okay, the vote's over. Again, I will apologize. I definitely did not provide the proper time for discussion on this one, and yes, I think the SDR could have been better in hindsight, but we'll go ahead with the vote and see where the cards fall from here. Okay, which brings us to 11:50. Richard is obviously not here to describe this SDR. This is a new one he has submitted. He's got one particular keyword, I believe it's detector temperature. Yes, where the default value, the default unit, excuse me, is in Kelvin, and therefore the minimum was set in the data dictionary to zero. He's got a mission that is using degrees Celsius instead of Kelvin, and he wants to reduce the minimum value, therefore, to negative 20. My only suggestion would be, if you're going to do that, go ahead and reduce it all the way to negative 273. I don't know whether anybody else has got any recommendations at this point. Oh, and we also need to have another working group volunteer.
Question.
Yes.
He says degrees C is legal.
Yes, as long as you put in the little angle brackets after the value.
Then the problem seems to be that VTool is reporting an error even though there's a legal construction.
VTool right now, based on the current data dictionary, is doing exactly what it's supposed to, which is going strictly off of the minimum and maximum values in the data dictionary. This is yet one more enhancement that Ron and I have been talking about for the data dictionary under PDS-4, is having the ability to have units that actually make sense. You provide the unit min and max, you provide the min and max, you provide the unit, and provide some kind of a classification for the unit. Is this a length? Is it a whatever? And then whatever tool you've got that is based off of that will be able to translate that into alternate units.
Well, there's a difference between translating and converting. You may have an intractable problem from a time point of view on your hands if you want to be able to arbitrarily convert between even rational alternative units.
That's entirely possible. We haven't fleshed this all out in detail yet. But all I'm saying is right now VTool is not doing anything wrong. It's doing what it's expected to do. Right now, this particular kind of intelligence we put in the dictionary rather than in VTool.
I would put this particular kind of intelligence in the wetware and tell the person who's running VTool that once they've checked the source of the error, they can ignore it.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
We haven't done that on any other keyword.
Wetware? A wetware?
Rain.
Okay.
The human being who's actually interpreting the results of VTool.
Oh, okay.
Maybe
yeah,
we do it all the time.
That's our wetware.
Oh, sorry.
If Kelvin are the default, I would not want to see negative Kelvins.
I agree.
And so I would leave things the way they are.
I think, frankly, the simple solution to this is that if VTool encounters a specified unit as opposed to the default unit, VTool should mostly ignore what the value is, whether it violates maximum or minimum, because we can't code all of the conversions.
Not yet, anyway.
Easily, in any kind of short time frame.
Yeah, if you want something that looks slightly less intimidating, then you could request the VTool programmers to check for a unit qualifier. If it's present and there's some other violation on that particular value, then to flag it as a warning rather than an out-and-out error.
Correct. That's my solution to the problem.
Yeah. Well, frankly, the units are so screwed up that I just ignore all messages from VTool about units.
Well, this one won't come out as a unit error. It'll come out as a violating the minimum error.
Well, that's fine, but if you note that there was a unit specifier included,
yeah,
then VTool can say, ah, well, there might be something else going on. I need a human to take a close look at this.
Okay, so suggestion to have VTool check for unit specifier and issue a warning.
But that's definitely an upgrade to VTool. That's not something I would expect it to do in its first version.
All right, I will follow through on that.
The bottom line is I would not support this SCR as written.
I'm not sure that anybody...
I guess it's not even written yet.
I was just introducing it. I wasn't, yeah.
This putative SCR as not yet written.
I'll vote no.
And this is a good approach because it saves all that time of writing the SCR.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
okay.
What's that category, the get over it list?
All righty. Okay, I guess that leaves us with the next telecon schedule, which I would like to put on March 11th, if that works out for people.
If we're still part of PDS by then.
Yeah.
It'll take them more than a week to boot us out, won't it?
Well, some of us may take such a drubbing that we won't want to participate any longer.
Be the standards committee drinking session.
Yeah. Does that date work for people?
Right.
Oh. I'm sorry, was that a no, Ann?
I said as far as I know.
Okay, okay.
I can't think of anything special going on, yeah.
All righty. Okay, sounds good. Let's go with that. And I will try and send out action items to those people that were impacted because we had a lot of stuff today.
Okay.
All righty. Okay, well, thank you, everybody. And we'll talk to you soon.